This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We looked at the four blessings of patience and what is gained in the earlier one, and then the next four we're going to look at. So just to recap what was said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises for the patient ones that they will gain His love, mahabba. Wallahu yuhib al-sabirin. The second is that they have the nusra of Allah, in Allah ma'a al-sabirin. So they have the ma'iyya, or the nusra of Allah, to His victory, His help, that God is with you when you're patient. The third is that yujzawna al-ghurfata bima sabru, that they're rewarded with these high places in paradise. And finally, innama yuwaffa al-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab, that they're given the blessing of all the rewards of patience without any accounting. There's no accounting, there's no reckoning. So the next four are in the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu asta'inu bil sabri wa salah. So it's a reminder to seek help from patience, to seek out patience as help and prayer, patience and prayer. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, surely God is with the sabirin. And then He says, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَرُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Don't say about those who have died in the path of God that they're dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But you're unaware of the type of life that they have. And then immediately after that, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So now, and our scholars say that in this, that we're being warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We are going to test you. We are going to try you. That life is a tribulation. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah will try you in your life. So there's going to be tribulations in your life. This is تَنْبِيهٌ مِنْ Allah. It's a warning from God that life is trial and tribulation. And the trial is going to be بِشَيْءٍ. It's something, it's a modicum of خَوْف, of fear, of جُوع, of hunger, of diminishment, نَقْص, in your wealth and in your fruits and in your lives themselves. So all of these things are going to experience tribulation and diminishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So give glad tidings to the people of patience. So this is the fifth karama. This is the fifth miraculous gift of patience, is that you have bushra from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is glad tidings. And then وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينِ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who, when they're afflicted with calamities, what do they say? When the calamity comes, they say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah. We belong to God, and to God we return. So the lamb there, in Arabic, when you say hada laka, this is for you, in other words, this belongs to you, or al-kitabu li, that book is for me, that lamb is a lamb of possession, of dominion. So whenever anything happens to you, the first thing that you remember, ma asaba min musibatin fa illa bi-idhnillah, that no calamity afflicts illa bi-idhnillah, except that it was by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that, you remember that. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبًا. And whoever believes in Allah, He will guide his heart. You remember that. So إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to God, and to God we return. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَرَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Upon those are salawat from God. So this solace from God, this divine solace of forgiveness, this divine solace of rahmah comes, and rahmah. So salawatum min Allah and rahmah and mercy. So these are the sixth and seventh gift. And finally, wa ulaika hum al muhtadun, that you get guidance. This is huda. So here are the four things: the bishara, wa bishara sabirin, the salawat, these benedictions from God, this the gift of the solace, the divine solace that God descends upon your heart, and then rahmah from Allah, this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the fact that God is saying, you have my guidance. So you've been given the huda, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the eight karamat of patience, and they're a great blessing, all from the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people that adhere to these truths to the best of our abilities. Ramadan is a month of patience. Fasting is partly to teach us patience, to be patient with our appetites, to be patient with others. It's a time when the Prophet ﷺ said you should be particularly careful of not getting upset. It's also a time to be patient with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our devotional practice, and then to be patient about not falling into the sinfulness of backbiting, of slander, of libel, of su'adhan, having bad opinion of others. So these are all gifts of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us patient. The next I hope to look at before the end of Ramadan is gratitude, and then hopefully to end with just a wasiyah about the Book of Allah that you've been intimate with during the month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.